Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, December 4th, and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everybody please rise for a flag salute and a moment of silence for the members of down in North Carolina that are still dealing with everything, and first responders, frontline workers, and members of the military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Here.
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 Present.
Okay.
He's taking my line.
First up are presentations of the minutes. It's the minutes of 11-6-2024, regular session meeting minutes, and also 11-6-2024 executive session meeting minutes. We can take them together, or if anybody has comments on any of them, the executive, we have to talk an executive about, and the regular we can talk about here. And if none, then we can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Can I get a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes, unless there's any discussion, which we'll hold to executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Next up is public comments, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, limited to agenda items only. Can I get a motion to open the public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Hi, Rich Webb, Anthony Road. I just want to address briefly the proposed ordinance number 17-2024. I've obtained a copy of the ordinance and reviewed it. In short, I think this is a very, very significant and important change in the structure of the governance of the town that requires and deserves a very thorough analysis and discussion, certainly among members of the board, of the committee, but also with input from the two constituent bodies, the Board of Adjustment and the Planning Board, as well as members of the public. The way it's cast here is as a proposal to be approved at formally adopted at the next meeting. I think that's too quick a process for something of this importance. I would ask the committee to give consideration to holding that action in abeyance, and certainly be no problem with having discussion of the issue, but I think it's premature to launch into a formal proposal of an ordinance of this magnitude. I have a number of reasons that I can give as to why I think it's not a good idea, but it's not the place for it, and it'll go well beyond 3 minutes. So
yeah, it could get into areas we don't want to get into right now, too. So,
well, I'd like to know.
Unless you, Mark,
like
you can
to know what the issues are.
You can.
I can't comment on what he was going to say because I don't know what he's going to say.
Right. But if it starts to go into territory you don't want it to go into, just.
Well, we'll stop it if that's
right.
The case.
Okay.
I think Rich is versed enough that he ain't going to go any place where he shouldn't.
I'm sorry?
I think we'd like to hear from him.
What are your issues?
Okay, well, first of all, I guess I think it's somewhat of a solution in search of a problem. I'm not sure why this is a very big change, and I'm not sure what the need for it is, honestly. Aside from anything else, I just don't know why we're doing it. The justification of cost, sure, you'll save money, but you're not going to save a whole lot of money. And has a study been done of how much cost is going to be saved? And is there a piece of paper that shows that? Because I haven't seen it. And I would be willing to bet that number is not a real big number in the order of magnitude of the expenses of this town. There's a lot of ways we could save money. We could have one less policeman. I don't want to have one less policeman. I don't think anybody does. But if we did, we'd save a lot more money than this. it's a cost-benefit analysis. You have to do, why are you doing it, and how much money are you going to save by doing it? On the merits of it, I think there's a real value to the town of having two separate bodies available with two different groups of sets of eyes looking at these zoning issues as opposed to one, particularly in the way this is fashioned under this ordinance. I think it concentrates power on land use issues in too narrow a group of people. I like the fact that there's a number of different people on two different boards that have access to these issues. I think there are very significant zoning issues that are appropriate for what's now the Board of Adjustment coming down the pike in Lebanon Township over the next year, not to mention the, I'm not going to get into the merits of it, the fact that there are continuing ramifications of previous zoning decisions by the Board of Adjustment that will be played out over the next year, all of which argue for just leaving it the way it is until at least that all settles through. And if not, I'd like to just hear a much better explanation of why this is necessary. That's pretty much it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rich.
That was a good way to explain it, Rich. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry?
That was a good way to explain it. Appreciate it. Just so you know, the way the combination of the board, the way it's set up, that's per state statute, right? The municipal land use law anticipates or authorizes municipalities that are population 15,000 or less to basically give the powers of the Zoning Board of Adjustment to the Planning Board. That's why it's that way. I figured you did, but I just said the public. Right. No, right. I'm just so, I mean, some of the public may not know that, right? So it wasn't something that was just pulled out of the air. That's the process. You know, and there's some thought where people indicate, you know, well, do you abolish both boards and create a new board? But when you look at municipal land use law, it really doesn't speak to that. What it says is that the planning board shall, you know, basically have the powers of the Zoning Board of Adjustment. So clearly, when you read that, the fair inference is that the planning board stays and then the zoning board gets dissolved. So that's how that plays out, or why it plays out in that way.
Wayne Eberle, 6 Burke Lane. So similar to what Mr. Webb was saying, so my first question would be, how many Board of Adjustment meetings are there compared to Planning Board meetings throughout the year for the committee to consider? I know part of the reason is that there's not much of an agenda for the Planning Board, so that would be that was one of the reasons for the merger of the two boards. So I don't know why it would make sense to have Planning Board members doing zoning issues when there's plenty of experienced Zoning Board members that have experience.
If I could interject, I don't expect that the people that are on the Board of Adjustment would just be gone. I suspect that they will be merged together. We'll take some from the board and some from the planning.
But they would be alternate members, correct? Not regular members.
Right. So hold on, Rich.
That's not the way I understand.
So right. The planning board quote unquote survives, right? And actually, there's a provision in the law that says that. That to the extent that there are pending applications, the applicant has the option to have the zoning board continue to hear it, right, even after the fact, and that's the applicant's choice. But so there's a role for the zoning board still to fill. Now, my understanding is there's only one pending application from the zoning board presently, right? So there would be just that application. So, you know, until their role is complete, you wouldn't be able to, let's say it also provides for two additional alternates, you know, so, but those individuals really wouldn't be able to serve until, let's say, you know, they had no more applications to hear. And then, you know, eventually when the existing planning board members' terms expire, or if there's a zoning board member whose term was expiring simultaneously, you know, then you can make the switch from that perspective. But the planning board members, to the extent that their terms haven't expired, they remain on the planning board.
And many of the terms, I think, are expiring.
A couple of them are, but not a lot of them. Yeah. So you'd end up with four alternates instead of two alternates, and then in certain hearings, like the mayor's designee, and the other one would have to...
One in three during use variances.
Yeah, so you'd have
to... They don't participate.
Right.
But I guess the issue is, as long as there is this one issue in front of the Board of Adjustment, this cannot be done?
No, it can be, but my only saying is that if you wanted to pull members from the zoning board to sit on the planning board, right? That, yeah, it can be done. Because at some point, you know, towns who have done it, right, you're going to do it, and usually there's zoning board applications. And again, it's up to the applicant. They have the option to continue, which from their perspective, and let's say it was an application at multiple meetings, you don't want to have to switch gears, go over to the planning board and have them review all the transcripts and get brought up to speed and, you know, start all, you know, from that perspective. So I think that's why, I think the provisions that the MLUL allows for that to happen. But, you know, and then the only other, you know, potential option is you pick a date in the future, right? Because, I don't know, it doesn't seem as if it was a complicated application. But, you know, the way I drafted it, it's effective as of January 1, but it doesn't have to be January 1. You can pick, you know, some later date, and so that issue goes away, right? Adopt it with a date in the future, the cutoff date, right? So then, you know, there's more of a transition. That's another option.
Yeah, I think the reason it was on the course that it was is so that at the reorg meeting,
appointments
could be made, and it could be just but with that said, you're right. So.
But I would also agree with Mr. Webb. I think there needs to be an analysis of the budget. What's the savings? Like, do we know, or are we just saying, okay, we're not going to have two boards, so there's definitely a savings?
No, I mean, we do the budget every year. We know what the numbers are. We know what it costs for our engineers. We know what it costs for our attorneys. We know what it costs. And what we know is it costs.
So, but how is it savings if there's...
Regardless of how much it costs or with savings, it is a savings, okay? And then the question becomes, back to everything going on here, is it worth it? Well, I don't know. How worth it is it for the property taxes to go up?
But if it's a zoning application, it would be before the Board of Adjustment, right? If there's no meetings.
But if there's no Board of Adjustment, it's in front of the Land Use Board.
But you still need an engineer and a planner, right?
One,
so, but
instead of two.
But if they aren't at the meetings, you don't pay them, right? The township doesn't pay. If we don't have a professional at our meeting, at the Board of Adjustment meeting, you don't pay the professional. So how is there a – if there's
– You have an attorney, correct?
Correct.
You have a secretary.
But only at that meeting. If it's a planning board meeting, you have an attorney and an engineer and a planner, correct? If it's a Board of Adjustment, we have a planner – we have an attorney, a planner, an engineer. If there's no meeting, they don't get paid. So how – you don't – there's no cost for retaining them, correct?
Yes, there is a cost of retaining them.
For their use. We don't pay them just to be attorneys on – correct? So where
– Budget for attorney for the
– Whether it's one board or two boards, you have one engineer, one planner, and one attorney, correct?
No, you have – Two engineers.
No,
two
if we have one board, if we have one combined board,
yes,
right?
You have
one engineer. If we have a Board of Adjustment meeting, we have one engineer, one planner potentially, and one lawyer, one attorney, correct?
Right.
So how does that cost? How is that dually? How are we being dually charged for that twice? How are we being charged twice for that?
Because we pay for it for the planning board, and we pay
they're
for
not
it
at the
board
meeting. It's not a planning board meeting. You're not charging the attorney, the planner, the attorney, and the engineer are charging when they're at the meeting. Correct?
When you combine the boards, you will have one engineer, one attorney, and one.
They're only being charged one time. Correct.
That may be true, but Dave's point is we're seeing it as a potential savings, and I think a lot of us also think about the last years of meetings and meetings and meetings and wearing out our volunteers. That maybe if we condense this down,
I think it's the opposite. I think you're going to have disappointed volunteers that want to serve the community. They've served for years. They want to. They do it every month.
They're still going to be there.
They're volunteers, but they're not. No, they're all not going to be there. You're not going to have 16, 18 members. You're going to have 14 max, correct? So someone's leaving.
So we'll be 13.
Some people are leaving, correct?
Right.
So there's people that have volunteered prior to this through some extremely difficult applications that may be leaving, that want to serve the community as volunteers, not as a cost. Right, so I don't think it's fair to them unless we say, okay, this is the savings. I don't see the savings. We don't pay for professionals if they're not at a meeting and being used. Whether you have 2 or 10, they're only being charged. They're only charging for the time they're at the meeting. There's no retainer to keep them here, right?
Well, that's not true. When we do our annual budget, we budget for an attorney, a planner, whatever, for the Board of Adjustment. There's a budget.
Right.
That's on our budget. So whether we pay that guy for that amount of money, it's still on the budget. Now the planning board has their budget.
So what happened?
Back into general funds, but it's tax, okay? So there, you know, that portion.
So there's a surplus, right? So now there's. Now you're telling me there's a surplus at the end of the year, right?
And that's how our budget works. That we have X for the attorney for the planning board. We have X for the planner. We have X for the engineer at the planning board, and that goes into our budget.
But don't.
Hopefully the budget fits within, you know, what we can do, or we look for taxation for that, for you people to pick up that.
The
and
board,
then over on the other side, the Board of Health, we have the same thing. There's a budget. And you can go to our budget and see it, and you'll see what we have. Maybe $16,000 here, maybe $14,000 here. It's budgeted, okay? So there is an implication here, and I get what you're saying. If they don't go to that meeting, they're not getting paid, but that money is still in the budget.
But that's why we look at the end of the year. When the boards do an end-of-a-year budget, we look, did we use it or did we not use it, right?
Correct.
Did we reduce it?
You don't have enough money in the budget.
Right, but that doesn't – so anything left over would be a surplus, right? That goes into the – right?
Term unappropriated?
Unappropriated, okay. So you look at, okay, if there's a large amount of unappropriated, then you say, okay, we don't need that, right? So we've had some pretty difficult cases that we've never been under budget in the past couple of years, right, because of what's been going on. So you could certainly look at that, but I don't know how having two separate boards, I still don't see how save.
Just let me interrupt. Point of order here, you've had your 3 minutes. You've made your statement. Do you want to conclude that?
Okay. Well, I'm hoping we can explore this more because I have a lot more than 3 minutes that I'd like to speak about. So thank you. Appreciate your consideration.
Thank you.
Merrill Schmidt, Musconetcon on River Road. I think most of you know I'm on the planning board. You're not going to like what I have to say, but I take an opposite view. I brought this up many times during meetings. Unfortunately, since the Highlands Act, the planning board and the Board of Adjustment, both boards are not needed. One way to save money you're not realizing, we're paying our professionals to be there for 2 hours. Whether they're there for 15 minutes or 2 hours. Most planning board meetings, they're getting paid for a half an hour to an hour. They're not even, and they automatically get 2 hours pay. Combining the two boards and combining that will shrink down that money. Everything can be done in one meeting a month or two meetings a month, and you will save money that way. Plus, all the negotiating with the professionals on their contracts, we just, you know, let go, change professionals. It was a lot of work. We changed professionals. The planning board, for you to know, did not have one application this year. Not one application. We spent all our time on ethics and things of that nature, referendum, compliance. Not one application, and very few last year. The Board of Adjustment, yes, had a major once in 10-year application come through. That's not going to happen on a regular basis. So that's one way. Look at our neighboring communities. There are not Boards of Adjustment and Planning Boards since the Highlands Act, especially. Tewksbury, I'm pretty sure, has a Land Use Board. Washington Township of Warren County has a Land Use Board. I'm assuming the small towns do not have two. Somehow they are making this work. I understand people are going to lose their positions. You have a lot of new people on both of these boards appointed this year. Unfortunately, maybe some people will step down and make room, maybe, for some Board of Adjustment people to take their places. I'm in favor of one board. It makes sense, not only economically, but it's what the neighboring communities are mostly doing, and they're making it work. Thank you.
Anyone else? Oh, Bill.
You've been away a while.
Yes.
Bill Ballinwood, Glen Road.
Don't you live in South Carolina?
My wife. So, what is the budget for the zoning board?
Last year?
I'm going to say...
No, not last year, because that was an anomaly, but typically, $10,000,
$15,000?
Yeah,
$15,000,
$20,000,
something like that. Yeah, it could be. Let's say $15,000, right? Or let's say $20,000.
Yeah.
That's fine. How many tax-paying property owners are in this town?
About 6,000.
6,000? Who's that?
No.
6,000 residents.
Yeah.
How many?
The line item.
2,800 households.
2,800
households. Honey, 2,800 something.
The line items.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just do quick math. If you have a $10,000 budget and you have 1,000 households, it's $10 a year. So if you have $20,000 budget, and you got 2,000 households, it's $20. What are you saving?
$20 a household.
Yeah.
Because you're...
I can't even buy sandwiches.
But it all adds up.
Yeah, you've got...
I understand, but you have...
We have a limited amount of money, okay? And people want everything. And there's not enough money for everything.
You have unintended consequences that you need to review. And listen, when I do something...
What are the unintended consequences?
Well, hold on. When I do something, I ask... Who, what, where, when, and why.
I appreciate all that. We do all that as well.
All right, let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. It seems like this is a financial decision and not anything else. But you have, what I'm concerned about, is you have a vacuum of power that would go to the planning board, and then the structure of who appoints who, and there's different appointments and how it's done between the two boards. The timing of this is not good, okay? For $20, for $10 a month, the timing is not good right now. I think you should revisit another time. And if it's just financial for $10 or $20, give me a break.
We can't look
you
at
understand?
Everything.
Hold on. Do you understand when an application comes in, escrows are paid.
Yeah.
The township professionals are paid by the applicant.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, which, whatever. So you have volunteers in this town, and they want to stay involved, and now we're getting rid of more volunteers because we want to consolidate and be efficient. I understand that. But we're going down that slope where you get rid of that board, you got volunteers from Memorial Park, and we're just starting to – there's a community effort here. There's a connection in the community. So there's more than that. But I'm concerned with down the road, you get a 2.0 person coming in here. Now all the power is consolidated with one board. There's not much. It's going to be difficult because the zoning board has a purpose.
What's a 2.0 person?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You're creating a situation that it can work in other boards.
He's pointing above you.
It can work. It does work and stuff like that. But I think the timing right now is not appropriate with everything going on. We still have issues in town where it seems like this town's open for game in reference to drug rehab places and boarding houses and hotels and that we got to deal with. And I know of two properties. I wasn't around for the one that they discussed, but I know of another property down the road that might be going that way. So I think the zoning board is more effective in dealing with those things than the planning board. But absolutely, other boards can – other it can be combined and all that stuff. But I just don't think $10, $20, plus the applicant pays for the escrows. If you're not having meetings, you're not paying for these people. They can get consolidated. So it can get minimized.
If we're not paying these people, there's no reason for the boards because they're not there, not being paid.
Well, if you don't have an application.
The point is, as Darryl said, is the planning board had nothing this last year and very little the year before, other than that one issue that is going on in the Board of Adjustment. Once that goes away, there's going to be very little for the Board of Adjustment to do either. You know, a variance here, a variance there. We are in the Highlands. There's not much you can do in this town. We are landlocked and in every way, shape, or form. It's kind of silly to keep two boards going because people want to be on the board. That's not our goal here. Our goal is to create an efficient form of government and save money for everybody. There's a lot of other issues, that major issues that you just talked about that we're dealing with. We got trees. We got you know, electrical issues. We got all kinds of issues that in here that I think are more important, and we have to look at saving money. $10,000, $20,000 is meaningful when you've got a fixed budget that you can't go above, and you run right into it. And our income, because of the electrical station, is dwindling.
I understand that.
Income is going down.
Yeah, no, I understand. You're under a lot of pressure financially, and you are. Listen, logically, I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. I'm saying it needs. You need to. I don't want to come back down the road and say we told you so, and then something blows up. Now other boards are doing it and stuff like that, but you need to check everything out. And I just don't think the timing right now is appropriate.
Why? I mean, you're making all these statements, but I have no idea
why?
What's behind it.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because we're not allowed to talk about it. That's why.
No, you're allowed to talk about it.
Oh, really? Can I talk about it?
Can I talk about it? I don't know what you're going to talk about, but you have to be careful what you talk about and how you present it.
That's the problem.
Well, I think everybody knows what the issue is. Again, let's be reminded of history when members of the public have brought up issues dealing with certain things going on in town. It's been used against this township in lawsuits. That's what I'll say.
Absolutely.
Right. So again, the decision making process, right? It's the governing body's decision, and you'll always have lawsuits. That's not going to change. And the fact of the matter is that a board won't, whatever happens in any lawsuit will come back to a board. A lot of the members who are sitting on the zoning board may not even be on the board if and when a lawsuit comes back to it. That happens all the time too, right?
Absolutely.
And new members come in, and what do new members have to do? If it's a new it's an old application, they have to read the transcript. So that's not a novel approach. That happens all the time with you know, reviewing boards. So. My caution is, and my concern is that things have been utilized by public comments to the governing body that have been thrown back in this township and used against them in litigation. That's why, you know.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Bowen, you've been repeating yourself now.
I think the
general concern is that, let's say, to the extent that you have a litigation matter and then it comes back, and then it may come back to a members of a board that are not experienced, haven't lived it, don't have the background to deal with that, right? As opposed to people who've lived it and they've aware of it and are more sensitive to the issues. I think that's sort of the concern there, and having to deal with that. Whether you deal with it sooner as opposed to later, nobody knows. I don't know that. But
just real quick, what's the appointment differences between the two boards?
The governing body approves zoning board. Zoning board appointments are done by the committee as a whole. The planning board, the mayor does. Committee does three, and the others are appointed by the mayor, right?
Yep. Can you tell the public how many members are on the board, on the land use board, all together, counting the two?
Is it nine plus four?
No. Existing on the zoning board?
On a land use board.
Combined.
It would be still. You have a nine member now because you have a nine member board now, right? There's still the it would add two more alternates, right? Because of the fact that you may have more applications. I mean, conceivably, I think that's what you don't have to do it the way it's drafted, is to allow for two more alternates just to have, you know, additional people. But certainly it's been done. Again, it's always, I think one of the things that people you look at is, right, what's occurring in a municipality, right? What's the demand? What's the need? I mean, the planning board hasn't had one application, and if you're right, if you remove the one thing that had occurred, if you look at the applications being filed by the zoning board, how many do they hear on an annual basis? And most towns, when there's, you know, this kind of combination, you know, that's really what feeds it, right? Is the fact that it's and while there are budgets, I think the efficiency, and look, people were pointed to boards all have a learning curve. I don't care who it is, and most people who sit on boards of adjustment have a larger learning curve, because the analysis on the use variance is a little more complicated than a bulk variance. Bulk variance is a little simpler, and there's very few people who sit on a board and say, "Hey, I get it," and that's really a lot of that comes down to your board attorney, who is always important, and then your planner, because they do a lot of explanation. I think the other thing is, from a staff perspective, and I'm not advocating it, but you have a part-time secretary for both boards, and we've had issues, at least when I've been here, in the past, scheduling, collecting escrows, dealing with all that stuff. With the two different boards and all. So, I mean, there's that efficiency as well, because you have the one, you're dealing with one group, and everything is more efficient from the operations point of view. But I think, the overall concern is that there's always going to be new members coming on boards. There's always going to be litigation. There'll always be a learning curve. I don't think that's novel, but that's something that occurs on a regular basis.
Let me ask you two questions. When you form a land use board,
it's still the planning board. That's
right,
a misnomer.
So this is what I'm going to say. Do the professionals remain? Do you eject the professionals?
No. Well, everybody. Well, here's the thing, right? So you have an annual appointment. So the board reconstitutes itself and appoints its new professionals.
Okay. So that's
it. Can appoint new professionals, and also can appoint a new. When they're going to hear, right? New date, right? Because,
right.
But it's a misnomer to call it a joint land use board, because there's nothing in the municipal land use law that says that. Mm-hmm. It really is the planning board that survives under the statute, right?
Yeah. My second question, and not to put you on the spot, because you may not know the answer. When I've been reading a lot about these other towns doing it, I know some of them are bigger towns, but why is there a referendum required on the ballot for some of those towns?
I don't know. It's an option they choose.
I mean, is it something that's that important to the residents that they would put a referendum? Because
speak for other towns.
I don't think it's a non-binding referendum, right?
The statute says it can be by referendum, right? My guess is you can do it as a non-binding if it's worded right.
Then it's just their opinions and
correct,
not...
Correct, right, right. It's worded. But, the MLUL has that provision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been that part of the code of the MLUL has been changed over the last couple of years, because before... the population base for a combined board was a lot less, right? They expanded it to 15,000 over the last couple of years, because I think more towns wanted to have one board to deal with.
Okay.
Just real quick, how if I have a neighbor that wants to do a boarding room for whatever reason, and there's one board, how do I argue that if I want to create a situation where it needs to be interpreted?
Same thing.
How does that work?
Same way. Nothing changes. Basically, all the duties of the zoning board shift to the planning boards. Nothing.
But
changes.
If you have one attorney and you have, they just don't want to listen to you, and you don't have much recourse because you don't have a zoning board. So basically, all the control is under one roof right there, and you you limit your ability to protect your properties, your environment around you. Is that because you just have one board? You want interpretation, but meanwhile the attorney in that board says, "Oh no, everything's fine."
You currently have that now, because interpretation questions go to the zoning board. It doesn't go to the planning board, so you have that one interpretation.
Right, but if the planning board
would not have any impact on an interpretation question currently. So
it's not.
No, it doesn't.
Hold on. When an application comes in, mm-hmm. and the question is who's determining where it's supposed to go?
Well, that's something that the code says, but that's something that they can, that governing body can change that.
Then you elaborate.
Yeah, sure. The code right now, the township's code right now, specifies how that occurs, right? And now how it happens, it's the zoning officer. In a lot of towns, it's the planner. You know, and one thing that I even suggested, and again, but you don't have a lot of applications. A lot of towns will do is, you know, have the planner in conjunction with, maybe the if it's complicated. But since the planner deals with these issues all the time, and there's a question, what board it should go to? You know, a planner could make that determination, or the planner and a board member and maybe if necessary, or the attorney. Right? You have review committees. That's not uncommon, right? But it's just the way your code's set up right now. It gives that decision making to the zoning office.
Maybe it has something to.
We've already. I've already suggested that to the.
Okay, so there's another item to look into.
So if somebody had an application a couple of years ago, say that didn't get through, it was rejected, and there's a new board, can they resurrect an application?
Wait,
try it with a new board?
No, that's not, the board has nothing to do with it.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, if you had a denial, hypotheticals, I hate hypotheticals, but depending on why it was denied, right? But, you know, to the extent you came back to the same application, there's a provision in locos res judicata. No, this has already been tried. You can't come back. Now, you tweak it, right?
That's the word.
Well, you can. Yeah. Anybody can do that. Mm. And that's just the right of any applicant, right? And then you know, you'd have the application. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't, you shouldn't be able to go forward and file the same application again, so it's already been decided.
Shouldn't
right?
be
no,
able
right,
to.
Right.
Can I ask one more comment?
Yeah, come on up, Wayne.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm good. So I don't have a problem spending $5 for the zoning board a year for their button.
We'll take a collection.
So real quickly. So we just heard that the planning board had no meetings the past year, right? So why wouldn't we dismantle both boards and create a combined board with equal or almost equal members?
So again,
Mark was you said it was difficult for zoning applications more than planning board, right? It's interpretation.
The analysis for a use variance.
Correct.
Is more complicated than a bulk.
Correct, which is most of the applications. Bulk or you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you go to a zoning board of adjustment because you need a use variance.
Correct. So why wouldn't we dismantle bulk?
Because again, and when you read the statute doesn't provide for that. I know towns have done that. I know towns have done that, but the statute does not provide.
I heard from a reliable source that is an option.
Well, no, I know the reliable source, and I've had that conversation with him, and he agrees with me, because if you read his treatise, it says it.
Okay. Well, he told me it wasn't a viable alternative. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's the other thing, too, is that...
Now, again, so this is what I would say. So, yeah, could you conceivably do it that way? Yeah, but me sitting here as an attorney... I'm reading what the MLU says. This is what the statutory authority says. It says the planning board can basically undertake the role of the zoning board. There's no provision you abolish both boards and you create a new board. Now, I know towns that have done that, but I find it difficult when a statute is written, it's a state statute, that I'm going to not comply with that state statute. For again, it gets back to the point, what's the purpose of a law if you're not following the law? Isn't that the problem we're having throughout this country
Correct.
For the last couple
Correct.
Of years?
Agree. I would
right?
agree on that.
So, I understand that, but I'm a strict constructionist. That's just the way I am. That's the way I've been taught. That's why I was trained. I think that's the right thing to do. Okay. Now, maybe, like this one town, South River, they went out for referendum. And maybe they made it a referendum question where they abolished both boards and they combined it. I still don't think that's right because the statute doesn't allow for it. And you know, one thing I know that, and this is a discussion I've always had with DCA, where they always state, unless there's something that expressly authorizes a governmental entity to do it, then they can't do it. Right.
Well, it could jeopardize probably any decisions you
make. Well, you could.
But,
there's lots of things.
If everybody were to quit, hypothetically, then you have no people. Then you can do it, right?
No, I don't. I don't think so. Maybe a minority, but I know what the law says. I know what the statute says. I've had this discussion. I could not, in good conscience, provide that counsel to this board. I couldn't do it. Now, they can go against my, you know, opinion, but in good conscience, knowing what the MLUL says, it would be against my grain, and I would not be a good attorney if I gave that advice.
Okay. All right. Well, then the last thing I want to say then is that I would hope that the committee would strongly consider keeping Mr. Drill as the township attorney. I think he's the board attorney. Sorry,
I don't think he likes the municipal law.
I think he's a tremendous asset to the township, and it would be really bad to lose him. So he's only available on the nights that the Board of Adjustment currently meets. So just keep that in mind as you're making your decisions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional public comment on this agenda items?
I
didn't get there yet.
On the
after that, we'll do whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Unfinished business, I can speak about
yes,
that.
You can, yes.
This is more of a tutorial or just to get information because I'm not familiar with a lot of it, but the fire truck pumper, from what I understand, our tax money goes to a nonprofit, which is the fire department, correct?
Well, we provide them with a subsidy, but they raise their own funds. We don't fund their whole.
Do you know how much we provide them annually?
Yeah,
it's 120.
Our annual donation was $130,000, broken down over three payments.
And when that gets, and this has nothing to do personally with them or anything like that. It's just the process. So when they get that money, are there strings attached, or they just get it and do what they need to do with it? Is there an audit process?
They have programs that they use the money for explicitly. On both the fire department side and the rescue side, whether that's vehicle maintenance, EMT, the paid EMTs and everything that ride for us on the rescue squad side of things.
But is there a process, since it goes to a 501c3, are the strings detached and you don't have any audit, you know, how the money's being spent?
They're pretty willing to give us a what they call a profit and loss statement on an annual basis while we do the budget, so we have understanding of where things are going with the fire department, and that's reviewed with them, and then we sit down with them. This year, Bev and myself sat with them and went over the budget. But okay. Yes, they do provide a profit and loss statement.
Okay, so in reference to the pumper, I was here one meeting, and I'm hearing stuff, I guess the new pumper for like 1.5, is that?
1,020,000 at this point.
On the existing pumper, how many miles are on it?
I think there's 30,000 miles on it.
And what year is it?
2004.
And there's regular maintenance and kept up?
Maintenance has been a struggle, but they try to maintain them as best they can.
Why has it been a struggle?
Budgetary problems, you know, money. We're only allowed to donate so much as a township, and I think 164 max.
Contribution is the actual word.
Contribution, sorry. Contribution. So we're limited to what we can do, and it's based on their fundraising, based on the residents, you know, and I'll just say one thing. We're all in this as a team.
Yes.
And the more we work together, the better we're all going to be.
Do we have a service history on that truck and deficiencies?
Excuse me?
A service history and deficiency on that existing truck?
There are maintenance schedules that I could have brought up.
But what I'm saying, haven't seen the truck, so what I'm saying is the existing condition of the truck.
Okay. Of course, there are after 20 years, there are some, you know, limitations to the chassis of the truck when you drive around, and you do have salt and ice and snow and you're going through it. So there is some undermining issues with the chassis after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think the discussion going forward may be how can we achieve, you know, retrofitting a truck? And that's a question that has to come from the committee to the fire department, you know, going forward. 20-year truck, pretty old chassis.
I got a 20-year-old truck.
Well, I understand that.
Four max diesel, and it just keeps going, and I won't get rid of it. And the reason
that's not putting out fires. This one's got to put out fires.
I got 180,000 miles, not 30, but anyway. Anyway, so the concern I have, well, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but the new equipment that's being built today isn't built like it was in the day.
the emissions, that vehicle, you pay whatever you're going to pay for that. I should sure hope that there's an analysis done on the downtime because the emissions, because every diesel today has problems with the EGR valves, with the pollution control stuff, and the cost of those things are ridiculous to fix.
Well, the EGR valves has been a problem. In fact, the year that they built them was a real problem.
Yep.
So, 06. Now, I think generation 4 from there, wherever they're at, they have improved some of that. One of the, they're pretty hard on who they want to deal with. Pierce firefighting equipment is who they want to deal with. And it makes sense because all their other rigs are Pierce rigs. So you want a company that gets on a fire truck and they're crack. They know how to use it. You don't want them reading the manual as they're trying to put out a structural fire. Hey, well, how do we?
No,
they want to be on the same piece of equipment. So I get that.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at, I would say, probably one of the better built fire trucks. I'm not an expert on this, but I listen to the fire company. You know, and so there's things they need. So refurbishing, 20-year-old truck, 20-year-old pumper, a lot of refurbishing. We still have a 20-year-old either pumper or chassis. Somewhere down the line, we're going to be faced with this.
Mm-hmm.
2 years down the road, they're going to be looking at an ambulance.
It's just
$300,000, $375,000 for an ambulance. Am I far off?
Nope, not that far.
DPW truck just purchased, $264,000. Where are we going here?
Yeah.
We want to pave our roads or we want to mill roads. You know,
no,
So these are all things as a community we need to really consider.
Because in other communities, I know one of them that I used to work at, they did have an opportunity, and they had an opportunity and they bought a newer used truck because that's what was available because they needed it in probably a short period of time. So I'm sure this has been stewing around and all these different possibilities out there have been
there was talk of a used truck from another agency that was declined. The individual who had that opportunity is no longer with the fire department, and the fire department has moved away from that, but there was a look at that. But that was going to replace the 06. They still were looking for a new truck and then used a used truck that was probably 10 years old. They were looking to get it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And bring that in. That seems to be off the charts right now.
Has analysis been done on existing trucks in not our fleet, but newer ones and their downtime and maintenance and issues with the pollution control devices? Because that seems to be what's going on.
I would defer that to the fire department who's here today, okay. And they're going to probably get up and talk to that. And that's why I asked them to come, so that the committee puts out their discussion, public puts out their discussion, which we're hearing now, mm-hmm. and we allow the fire department to come up here and answer some of those more particular questions that I just don't have the expertise on.
Right.
You know, I've been battering around with who they've been dealing with, and, you know, obviously the fellow who wants to sell you the new truck really doesn't want to refurbish the other one.
No.
You know, so I get that, you know.
My newest truck's a Kenworth. I got 200,000 miles on it, 2019. I have no problems with the emissions.
That's good.
No. Works very well, actually. I'm actually a fan of the...
Does it smell a little bit? Or
nope, not at all.
Okay.
Thanks,
so
Bill.
Yeah, thanks.
So that's what I got for that.
Appreciate it.
And
no
it's problem. Good. I wanted to keep the discussion going because it's recorded, and that way there's a lot of details. And you can go back to the recording, and then we don't have to keep repeating ourselves on everything. So... I want to make a motion to reorder the agenda to take ordinance number...
We're still in public session.
Oh, that's right. We haven't closed public session yet. Or so we done. Does anybody else have anything else to say with agenda items?
I'll make a motion to close public session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Don't we have
yes.
the salary ordinance yes. next? Yes.
Mm. Yes. I'm going to reorder the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make a motion to reorder the agenda to bring ordinance number 17-2024 up the land use board, and we'll talk about that first since we just talked about it before. Let's just get it done. And we're not going to – I spoke with the attorney today, and we feel the best move to make at this point because it's not really fully baked. We're finding out that there are some nuances, and we really need to have that T-bar with the pros and the cons and how we're going to look at and how it's going to impact the township besides the cost and the efficiency. So rather than introduce the ordinance tonight, it was more about, is everybody okay that we had a discussion on it, and then we can, I don't know, you don't table it, I guess you do.
We haven't introduced it.
Yeah, so we're not going to introduce it, so that means there's not going to be a public hearing
right.
on the 20th.
Listen, I was here in the past when the residents had a legitimate beef about something that was being done, and the council at the time decided to ignore them and wound up screwing everybody, and we all know about it. So I'm perfectly open to tabling it for now and doing a little...
Well, one thing I think you need to consider, right, is, you know, I'm not talking about timing, but again, remember, let's say to the extent, let's say you introduce it, and then you set you can set a date in the future, right, that the zoning board determines not to no longer be operating, right? I made it January 1 because we talked about mm-hmm. reorg. But the other thing is, right, figuring out what days you want to have the hearing, right, because, you know, right. that's another issue. And professionals are always important, right?
Yeah.
Because of, you know, continuity is always... You know, it was a good thing, but anyway.
Yeah.
Could we have some sort of a citizens committee to put together to have... You know,
you're asking the wrong person about that, because I have a view that...
About what some of the issues we've got and come up with a kind of a...
That's your decision.
A consensus of everybody, and then we could...
We will never reach consensus.
We will never get completely to consensus, but at least we can have a discussion about it.
There will always be people for it, and there will be people against it, and we'll never satisfy everybody. So we have to make a decision. I'm fine with introducing it and having it, you know, looking at it at a later date and discuss it some more. But I don't think we should, kick the can down the road. That's always done, and it never helps anybody.
Well, if we introduce it, then we have to have the public hearing, right?
This year, you can't carry over an ordinance introduced in 1 year into the next year.
Yeah.
Well, let's introduce it in January, early January.
That's what I meant, not tonight. Let's not introduce it tonight.
And then we can have the public hearing.
And we can have some discussions with people.
I mean, it's funny, because just as this came up, I remember it sounded like a good idea, and then all these articles are in the newspaper all of a sudden with other towns doing it, and you start to see that there are some nuances. So it's best that we get them all out on the table and we know what we're dealing with.
We have to table it for next year.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you would just table it. And then until you decide you want to come up with it.
Right.
Because you may need changes, or depending on what you want to do or not want to do.
Yeah, we're not tabling it indefinitely. We're not killing it. We're just tabling it.
Right.
And then we can bring it back on the table when we're ready. I mean, I don't know if you want to...
Well, actually, once you table it this year, it'll be tabled. If you table this year, it'll end up at the end of this year, right? Then the next time it'll be a new ordinance.
Of course,
it'll be in 2025.
Right.
But I'm thinking, too, like, we have to decide who's going to look into these nuances. Do we want to form a subcommittee?
We're going to do that in January.
Well, I mean, in the meantime... Oh, okay. Yeah. In the meantime... Well, all right.
I can look things
up on my own now and figure it out.
Sure,
okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
So then
we're done talking about that ordinance.
So you want to do a motion to table?
Yeah. Yes. Can I get a motion to table ordinance number 17-2024? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we'll go back to ordinance number 16-2024, which you're introducing the ordinance amending ordinance 04-2024 entitled Ordinance Establishing Officer and New Employee Positions Within the Township of Lebanon and Authorizing and Setting the Salary Range for Officers and Employees of the Township of Lebanon for calendar year 2024. Now, these aren't salary – it's not a salary resolution. It's ranges that you can hire people in, or if you – like, for example, we have the CWA contract. When that gets finalized, there are going to be raises in that. And, you know, we have to make sure that everybody is not going to cap out at the top. But I know, Tom, you had some questions.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to know. So I wasn't involved with this. So I was assuming that based on the recent PBA contract and hope to be ratified soon, CWA contract, these upper ends that were changed on the salary range were based on the economic package over 4 years, and that shows that they would fit within that monetary top end.
This is only for 2024. So next year you're going to have to do another one.
Oh, okay. But that must be the thinking.
Secondly.
Another table. Do you want to table this one? Do we have
to? I would prefer to table it if we could, because I have other questions that I really don't feel comfortable right now. I'd like to speak to you on this. I shouldn't say the side, but there's just other individuals here that I'd like to just talk about.
Well, the only thing you have to be concerned about is if you're up against somebody's existing salary.
Not for 24.
Okay.
Yes. No, no. Once we do, if we pass for CWA, the raise is going to affect. Yes, we are.
No.
By if we do retro, we're going to do retro.
Yeah, you'll do well. But your retro pays, depending on what, I don't know what you're going to, we don't talk about, but timing of it. If it's ultimately approved in 2025. Right, there's retro pace, but that's going to go into your 2025 budget.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you too. If there was a vote on the contract, a positive vote, but we haven't signed it all until 2025.
It doesn't come into effect until it's signed.
Okay, there you go. So we can table this.
Yeah.
So can I get a motion?
I'll make that motion to table this.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Next up is. We're going into our, let's see, what do we have here? Ordinance for public hearing and adoption. Okay. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 15-2024, authorizing various public improvements and acquisitions in, by, and for the township, appropriating, therefore, the sum of $125,000, and providing that such sum so appropriated shall be raised from the 2024 Capital Improvement Fund of the township. That motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And basically, this ordinance is undertaking improvements to the municipal building. I know it's the floors. Is it the doors? Is it? It's the floors and the doors, upstairs, downstairs. With the, when are we going to get this one in here? The 16th?
December 16th.
Oh, and when is the flooring going to be done?
I have to set
that. Okay.
Did you put that in the paper? December 16th. We finally get the doors.
Yeah, we should.
Have a ribbon.
That's what I was thinking. We should.
You might have a ribbon cutting.
Exactly. We'll probably have the worst snowstorm ever. I'm just waiting. That's what I'm waiting for. It's going to be all. Okay.
We might have a blizzard.
Okay, so then.
Under the bus.
Got it done.
Yes.
Got it done.
Can I get a motion to? Oh, so can I get a motion to adopt?
No, you need a public hearing.
2020.
Public hearing.
Public hearing.
Oh, yes. Would anybody like to? Get up and discuss ordinance number 15-2024 for the $125,000 that is coming out of capital improvement fund.
Close the public hearing.
Can I get a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance number 15-2024?
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Motion to adopt.
Can I get a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up, we go into the resolutions. And the first one is resolution number 179-2024, and it's for lockers for down in the police department. And the reason we're getting these lockers, the same number of lockers that they have, the ones that they have now are 18 years old. These are taller with more storage, and some of these lockers downstairs are damaged and being held up by cinder blocks right now. So one of them needs to be opened with a screwdriver. And
what's wrong with that?
Huh?
It's Lebanon. You have gravel roads.
Yeah, but in this case, there's an AR-15 supposed to be stored in that.
The ones look like somebody
with no guardrails, and you fall into a ravine. What's wrong with that?
So basically, and it's we went out. I guess it was from the co-op here. $13,070.08. According with Global Industrial's written proposal dated October 16th, a copy of which is on file, and that we're a member of the co-op, and it came from the co-op. Anything else do we need to...
Well, I'll make a motion approve resolution number 179-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 180-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the state of New Jersey for the New Jersey Department of Transportation NJDOT grant in the amount of $162,000. And this was for Teetertown road resurfacing in the amount of $162,000. So this is official to get it brought into the budget. Can I get any discussion on that, or are you good? Or motion to approve Resolution 180-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so if we go down here, Resolution number 181-2024 is receiving an item, insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the County of Somerset in the amount of $490.34, and this is, again, our police department. They were given some funds so that they can, it's like a grant money for alcohol education and rehab. Now, whether they're going to do that in the schools, I don't know if it's literature. I tried to get a hold of Jason late tonight, but I didn't hear back before the meeting. So can I get a motion to accept that funding from Somerset County, $490.34, via Resolution 181-2024?
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 182-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the State of New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection for the Clean Communities Grant in the amount of $34,977.51. Now, this is coming in. This is replenishment for Clean Communities.
I know.
Okay, so
like
this
recycling
is. So we get it at the end of this year, and it'll be for next year.
No, actually, it was received in the year. Because they're on a fiscal year.
We're cleaning up, okay.
Yeah, because the state is on not a calendar year. Neither
right.
Neither are the feds.
Okay, so can I get any discussion? If none, a motion to approve Resolution 182-2024.
I'll make a motion to approve as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 183-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the State of New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection for the recycling tonnage grant in the amount of $4,638.09. Now, this is what, electronics recycling?
This is all recycling.
All recycling that we do. It's paid for by that grant. Can I get any discussion or a motion to approve Resolution 183-2024?
I'll make the motion to approve.
183-2024.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 184-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the State of New Jersey for the New Jersey Department of Transportation NJDOT grant in the amount of $50,504.25. And is that supposed to be Hollow Brook Road? It says Hollow Beam Guardrail. I wasn't sure, so I forgot. It's just Hollow Road?
Just Hollow Road.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no brook, right?
Well, there is a Hollow Brook.
Not
that one there. Doesn't have a brook, I guess.
Just Hollow Road.
Okay. Any discussion on that? It's the amount of $50,504.25. If not, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 180 or adopt Resolution
184-2024? So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, I looked at items 185, 86, 87, 88, 89, and 190 are all, I consider them a consent agenda. So they're all the same thing, and they're all just different amounts of money, and they
is
all come from Somerset.
That's for the DWI stuff?
So it's grant money coming from Somerset County to do special duty during the Super Bowl.
Take any money they want to give us.
Well, that's right. So it adds, there's a bunch of them, all of these resolutions, 85 through 80 through 190, add up to $10,640. They're all the same thing. So I'm going to do it via consent agenda. Is that
we're doing consent anyway. Just take a motion to adopt the all of them, 185
right.
And 190.
Yeah, so I want to make the motion to adopt resolutions 185, 86, 87, 88, 89, 190, 190,
just
190, and the total amount of that money coming in, or the motion of insertion in a special item of revenue in the budget, is a total of $10,640.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, roll call. Yes.
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 Okay.
Moving along.
Yeah, that's it. I saw that today, and I said, "Now I'm not going to sit here and read these things out." So, next up is item 191, 2024, authorizing a refund of a tax payment as an overpayment of taxes for Melissa Bob, 300 Dogwood Drive, Block 73, Lot 34. Any discussion? The refund is
$2,067.
Yeah, hang on a second. Here, there it is. $2,067.89. Can I get a motion to adopt resolution 191-2024?
So moved.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up is resolution 192-2024, awarding contract to LMR Disposal LLC for trash disposal services for the municipal building and the Department of Public Works. And whereas the statute authorizes the solicitation of at least two competitive quotations, if practicable, in certain instances where the contract for goods and services is less than the bid threshold, but 15% or more of that amount. So, the clerk solicited two quotes for the installation of the trash dumpster and the weekly removal of trash for the Municipal Building Department of Public Works, whereas LMR Disposal LLC from Phillipsburg submitted its quote to provide 6-yard trash dumpster with weekly trash pickup for the Muni Building and provide a 3-yard trash dumpster with weekly trash pickup for the Department of Public Works. And you can see that the schedule is for the next 4 years, 5 years. Okay, 5-year contract, and the rate schedules on it. So the total annual amount starts in 2025 at $4,191.36, and by the time you get to 2029, it's $4,579.32 with a 101-time delivery charge for the dumpster. Any discussion?
The only thing is LMR got bought by another company. Does that make that doesn't make a difference, right?
It's still contract under LMR. Oh.
Because I know their new name is Casolo or something like that.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on
They out. Still using the LMR?
LMR.
For the time being.
Yeah.
Well, we can amend it if they change their name.
Casolo, you said?
Casella, I think, or Casolo. It's one of those vowels on the end.
You're in the trash business, brother.
Is it K or C?
It's called carding.
C
a Casella, changing the name. We can look into it.
I have relatives in that business.
So can I get a motion to approve resolution or adopt resolution 192-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up is resolution 193-2024, awarding bid contract 2024-01 to Whitmoyer Buick Chevrolet Incorporated for a 2023 Chevrolet Tahoe. This is for the police department. It's aging equipment. We're replacing aging equipment. Any discussion? Brian, you want to say anything about? Can I get a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 193-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up is unfinished business. Fire department capital request for fire engine pumper truck.
Yes.
How do you want to bring Warren Jr. up?
Well, we would like to speak on behalf of the fire department.
Come up and
brought them here to kind of communicate with the residents, communicate with the committee, because this capital request is still in their mind an ongoing thing, and I don't think we've given them any status on where we stand right now. So obviously we're talking about the Pierce pumper that had a price tag of, I'm going to say, $1,020,000. That goes up on February 1st, I believe, is the next increase. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of talk about refurbishing what you have, the maintenance schedule that you do, and how you sit with us and coordinate your profit and loss at budget time, mm-hmm. are some of the questions I heard from the individual. And rightfully so. We should all know that. We give you an annual donation, and we are the purchasing vehicle for your equipment. We own the equipment. When it's time to unload the equipment, the township recoups the money, not the fire department.
Right.
Right now, the fire department is putting most of the maintenance into it. A pair of tires on a truck is $20,000. Am I close to that?
No, it was I think $38,000, $4,000.
So these are some of the costs that occur to the fire department while they maintain our trucks. We purchase them for them. So I'd like the committee to ask any questions of Chief Gabriel right now and concerns you may have. Obviously, the cost is on everyone's mind.
Right.
All right. 20 years ago, I think it was $500,000. Now it's $1 million.
Yeah, $400,000.
So you have two trucks that are approaching the age, and we know that it's not statutory after 20 years.
Right.
It's a recommendation by the Fire Prevention Association.
Yeah.
Is that your guideline, who you follow as fire department?
It's what it is. It's a guideline. New Jersey isn't an NFPA state, but if, God forbid, something happens, knock on wood, it doesn't, they throw everything at you. So if something happens, somebody dies, we get hurt driving the truck, or something fails and hurts somebody, kills somebody, people can come back in after us for,
and
I guess, I wouldn't say negligence.
As the expert witness in that?
What's that?
Who would be used for an expert witness? Fire Protection Agency?
And somebody from the state?
Yeah.
You know, Division of Fire?
So go ahead, and if the committee has any questions.
So like I've stated before in the meeting, we're replacing aged equipment. It's 20 years old. It runs a lot. It's our main piece apparatus for out-of-town calls, in-town calls, for water supply issues that we would set up.
And when you say out-of-town, that's a mutual response,
aid,
right?
Because we do mutual aid responses to Highbridge, Califon, Glen Gardner, Hampton.
And they reciprocate to Lebanon Town?
Correct. They do reciprocate.
If there's a structural fire, you'll have quite a resource of fire departments here.
Correct. So there's a system called Box Alarms, initiated 10, 15 years ago, that for a structure fire, multiple agencies do come in to where that fire is, and they do help and assist in anything we need. They upgraded Box Alarms this past year with MVA boxes, so we get a bad wreck on 31. You have multiple resources coming to help you mitigate the issue quick as possible, safely as possible, for the person that's injured.
So I put this to the committee.
Well, it's good that it's used as often as you're using it, but it's still not being used often. I mean, I'm a daily truck driver.
Right.
You have this item housed. I'd like to know a little bit more about what's wrong with the specs on this truck, that you feel it needs to be updated now.
So rot on the frame.
Just keeping in the back of your mind, I'm looking more towards this ambulance coming up now.
Okay.
Which I have a little more thought safety-wise, with ambulance, with patient and and such.
So, obviously, 20 years old, we have snow, we have salt. The truck goes out in snow, salt. It's not a fair-weather truck. It's rot. The frame's not shot, but the frame's rotted to the point where...
I'd like to come see that.
Okay. You're more than welcome.
My oldest truck on the road right now, going to be 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's got over a million miles on it.
Right.
You know, obviously, it's highly maintained and such.
Right. I was saying anybody's more than welcome. We always have a staff there, so just ring the doorbell, and if you see my top CV out front,
when you're around.
More than welcome to stop in. We can look at the truck. We can do whatever you want.
So,
pull it out.
Spec-wise, what's the difference? I remember something about equipment you had said.
So this engine is spec to what we have. So it's just a updated version of the truck we have, just newer. No rot, obviously, with the bigger warranty now, because all these trucks come with lifetime, 50-year warranty, 10-year warranty, 15-year warranty. So emission system was something that was brought up. That would be under warranty for 10 years, 20 years.
You
I don't have the spec.
Is there DEF in that truck?
There would be DEF in that truck, yes.
No, it's the old one.
The old one does not.
No, is that a
so
the automatic, I'm assuming, Allison?
It is an Allison transmission. The 04 doesn't have DEF because it was pre-emissions.
Right.
The 06 has the EGR. The only truck that we have with DEF is the one ambulance and the Mack tender that has a DEF system on it. And we haven't had any issues with emissions on that. There was talk by the public about a survey on how downtime is. The fire department wouldn't do that survey because we don't work on the trucks. That would be a Pierce thing. I can't speak for Pierce. I don't know if they have done a survey on the newer EGR stuff, emission stuff. I can't answer that question. I can surely reach out to Eric. He might know something that I don't with that, how they go about
making things work. Like, if they have issues with certain stuff and they do a test, they see it come in the shop, and it's the same issue that 20 other departments had, I'm sure they do run a survey to see what the issue is. If it's the same issue, something needed to approve on, something it's a bad part.
Yeah, the manufacturers do that.
Right, yeah, that's not us. The fire department can't call that because we're not the manufacturer, and we don't work
on them. You don't know who else is having problems.
Right, exactly. We don't work on them. And Pierce is a big corporation. They're nationwide, so.
What engine do they put in those?
They're putting the L9 Cummins in it. We just made that.
So it's a pack car.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
350 horse, 320?
400.
It's a 400.
We did the big motor.
Okay, big motor.
Yeah.
So.
And the equipment, again?
The equipment we can transfer. So I saved money on the deck gun because that was the biggest thing. We could take the old deck gun off that truck that we have now and put it on the new one. Most of the equipment will transfer over, the brackets, the air packs, the tools. Everything transfers over. We can get a grant, or we can go for grants to get new equipment to put on the new truck. So, like, hose is a big thing because they started cracking down on age limits on hose. So we would apply for a grant because we are applying for grants. We've applied for grants all year. Every grant we've applied for, we have gotten, except the AFG grant. We've reapplied for the AFG grant again through the state. We emailed Congressman Keene, Senator Keene, to get a recommendation letter to help us with the air packs again that we put in for, because our air packs are aging, so that's replacement stuff that we're trying to do. But most of the equipment does transfer over.
I mean, I'm pretty gun-shy with the price.
Right.
I'm almost thinking maybe it should go out for a public vote kind of a thing, because it's such a big, that's a lot of money.
And I was saying, the price isn't on us. We don't. We don't make the price. That's out of our hands.
I get what the taxpayer's going to pay.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did make the spec to where it is cheaper for the taxpayer, only because there was stuff on it when I traveled the spec that wasn't really for Lebanon Township. It was bigger, so we shortened it and made it the same exact truck, just newer. That suits the needs, and it suits the needs of Lebanon Township since 2004, so why change it? The only thing we change is that it's brand new and not 20 years old.
How many gallons is old?
1,000, with a 1,500 gallon per minute pump.
Runs out of water quick.
Yeah, it can. Yep.
Do you guys, if I ask a question, do you go out to bids for the fire trucks? Do you get three bids from different manufacturers besides Pierce, like Rosenbaum, Campbell, some of those other manufacturers?
So when we were doing the specs, we actually went to Pierce, Rosenbauer, and what was it? Suffin. Pierce was the cheapest. Suffin was at $1.5 million. Rosenbauer was at
$1.8
million.
Oh.
Yeah, it's... And then
it wasn't a ladder truck, was it? Was it a different
type of engine? No, an engine.
The same pumper.
The same thing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. And Pierce was $998,000. But then we got the increases because we were talking back and forth. So the increases happened. Hmm. So we were under $1 million, but then we got discussions and it just.
So it went from $1 million to $1.5 million in that little period of time?
No.
No, you asked about different companies we went to.
It's my understanding that there's a contraction of providers in the industry.
Sure.
Somebody went out, I don't know which one of them, bought up a lot of the more mom-and-pop shops.
Yeah.
And so that's also helping to drive the prices up as well.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you looked into whether the current pumper can be reconditioned, the cost of that?
We have, but like Committeeman McKee said, our salesman, Eric, kind of not voted against it, steered us away from it because of the rot issues, because of the body. Because you still have a 20-year-old truck, it's just...
So let me just ask you a question. So you have a potentially rotted frame?
It's not potential. You're more welcome
to... No, I mean, is it rotted?
Yeah, it is.
Like you see on a pickup truck, the frame actually mm-hmm. has rot that... You can or can't cut out. You don't want to do that, obviously.
Yeah, no, we're not. Right? Yeah.
So the frame is definitely rotted.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want to get a new body and put that on a rotted frame.
Right.
So the major issue with that truck
would be the frame.
Is the frame.
Yeah. Would be the frame and some of the body. Because where the tank is, obviously, cross members, like on a pickup truck bed, cross
metal,
members.
And it's a metal tank that
potentially... It's a poly tank.
Oh, it is a poly tank. Mm-hmm. All right. So that
which
the
is
brackets that hold the poly tank in can rot and yep. have it drop onto the street.
And the only good thing is poly tanks are a lifetime warranty. So right. if something like that does happen, as long as you're not in an accident, it's covered.
And the maintenance you do, I know NFPA has this code 1911. That's the standard for inspection, maintenance, testing, and retirement of mm-hmm. in-service automotive, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And because I was looking up when you guys were saying about 20 years and 25 years.
Right.
And so there's no specific certification that the state gives, right?
Correct.
So who says to you this truck is in operable in a manner that meets?
So it goes
is it up
for
to you guys or
it's,
is it to somebody?
It's up to us and it's also up to the company. So we take it every year for pump testing where they test the pump.
That was the next question.
And yeah, they pump they test the pump at capacity and as much as it can go. If it passes its test, it passes the test.
And where do they take it for the pump test?
We take it to actually Annandale Firehouse. A company called Fireflow comes out to us and they do Annandale because it's central to Hunterdon County, so they do White House. They're central, so we just take them there.
Does most of the communities around here have Pierce?
Most, yep.
Like Highbridge, Calpine?
Yep, Highbridge has three Pierces. Hampton has two Pierces. Clinton, the town of Clinton, has three. They just ordered a new ladder and a new engine this year, and they had a newer engine a couple years ago. Most departments run Pierce.
Yeah, I mean, my concern was the price of the truck, but I was not in the – I didn't hear that you had a rotted frame. That kind of changes the complexion of refurb because it's pretty hard to change a frame on a big piece of equipment like that.
I would think, yeah.
Is it possible to take it to a third-party trucking company to have that frame inspected?
So we take our trucks now to Jimmy Flynn's.
Okay.
He serviced it. And everything came back good. He didn't say anything bad about it.
I've had my trucks in the shop for other stuff, and then the right. subframe rotted out, and they said, oh, yeah, you had a hole in the subframe. So,
yeah.
That's the last thing you want to have happen with a fire truck.
Right, and the only issue with that is, too, it's not like, I don't mean to say this in the wrong way, it's not one person, it's six or seven guys in that one truck if something happens.
Yeah.
And it's a big truck, so something if something happens, it
you got 1,000 gallons of water in
right.
there.
That's a lot of weight behind you. Right.
And those trucks don't come with the frame treated like now they do the fluid film or some of that kind of stuff. I know I was asking Warren about that.
I'm sure it's an option.
Trucks.
Yeah, I'm sure they do and it's an option.
Is that something that you guys get?
Those two trucks don't have it.
Maybe that's something to think about
for the new one.
Going forward on the new one because I know that treatment on a lot of vehicles works.
I know the ambulances have it because they're technically pickup trucks, vans, or whatever yeah. you want to call them. So they do have it underneath, and you can see it. The Chevy ambulance we have is the older Ford that Mr. Wonder brought up about replacing because that's 20 years old. So that would be the 2026 replacement.
Mm-hmm.
That has an undercoating on it.
Okay.
What's left?
I think the frame rot just negates
a
lot of that refurb discussion.
2026.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at ambulances.
Correct. Because, okay. like we've talked about, the engine.
So, I just want to make it clear. The 2006 engine that you have still a backup, no longer can be a primary at that time. The guidelines.
In 2006, correct. Because right. the new one that we're talking about now would take over
the primary, and then the 06 would be the secondary.
To where we can spread them out.
Does that have frame rot issues as well? It's the 2006.
Not as bad as the 04.
Is this something you can look into getting mitigated? So maybe when that happens, we can look
Absolutely.
To extend the life of that
yeah.
secondary vehicle?
Yep, I can look into that if you want.
And then the other thing I was going to ask is around, obviously it's 4 years away before we get the truck, so we got some time to figure out how to fund it. But to that end, your fundraising...
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. You have the boots out on the road and people throwing stuff in there. That's really not a. I don't think that's a big lucrative fundraiser. Tell me otherwise.
The past one we made $4,000.
$3,628.23.
But in the scheme of things, that's not going to fund a lot in your So no, have you guys ever looked into doing like a GoFundMe page for the fire department?
We haven't, because I don't know if we really can, because you guys would, what's the word, not fund us, what was the word the lawyer used?
Contributed.
No, but if you had a GoFundMe page that the residents could get on and say, hey, we, this is the way we raise money, you need to contribute. Because I know you guys send out the letters.
We do. So we do the letters as our main, the coin tosses, and actually we're in the process of doing our yearly Santa run.
Yeah.
That's a big donation. We did breakfasts, but then people started dwindling on coming to the breakfasts, so it really wasn't feasible. We were paying more for supplies than getting recuperation from it. Which, it stinks, because we did it for the people, but we couldn't afford to keep doing it for the people. So it's like a double-edged sword. You do it for the public, and we're doing it for the public. We're not doing it for us.
Yeah.
We're doing it for everybody else. But
would that affect our contribution if they were able to raise funds? Like, say,
well, they're able to raise funds.
No, well, wait, but I just want to make sure, because it, is it like the $125,000, $135,000 that the township can give? Is that impacted by monies brought in and from others? So, so that's
your statute allows governmental entities to make contributions to EMS, fire. So, and
up to a certain amount,
right?
Because we do apply for grants too. We do apply,
but you need a steady stream of income. I'm just thinking of other things out of the box that maybe we haven't tried in the past that may. That are modern, like no guy, GoFundMe, maybe start an OnlyFans page.
And I'll say
the old fire truck.
No, but I mean, some of those new things make more money than you think. So.
And the steady income makes it easier on everybody else, because nobody wants to do this anymore. Nobody wants to volunteer anymore. Nobody has the time. Firefighter one's 252 hours of schooling. EMT's another 200. Fire two is another 108 hours. Nobody wants to do that anymore. Nobody wants to volunteer anymore. Nobody wants to do it unless they're getting paid. So that's the other issue we face. We actually did get two new members this past month.
Okay.
And they have a very...
Firefighters?
Both firefighter and EMT. Huh? And they're both very well-versed in fire and EMS. One works for actually Port Authority. Hmm. And we actually got a new junior member, 17. So we can put him through school, fire, EMS.
But that costs you money to do that, right?
It does. Send him to school, right?
Yeah. How does Califon fund their all their trucks that they get?
That I can't speak to.
You don't know what?
Like, I know they do.
For one of their trucks. They got $1 million grant for one of their trucks.
Do they have a fire district?
They do not.
No.
No, well, there's no fire districts close to here, is
Quakertown in Pittstown. Yeah, that's the only, and Lambertville, the city of Lambertville. They're both the only fire districts in Hunterdon County.
Right. Have you guys talked to the, like, Califon, Highbridge, Hampton, to kind of pull your resources? And has there been any discussions like that?
There has been brief discussions. Past officers,
more like home rule type of thing. Like nobody
pretty
wants
much
to give up their
it's
patrol.
Pride. Yeah. It's a pride thing.
Because I did speak to Assemblyman Peterson about getting all the mayors together in the local area and trying to maybe, like, you guys get a pumper, Highbridge has a pumper, Califon, maybe you guys next year don't get something, they get it, and you're pulling resources now as it is, right? There's mutual aid.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a structure around that to do it in a way that everybody doesn't have to always be getting a, you know what I mean? And schedule that.
There's redundant equipment.
Yes. Yeah. Because you don't have a ladder truck, but if you need one, Highbridge is happy
we
to bring
Highbridge,
theirs, right?
Yep.
Or I think Califon has one, too.
No, they have an engine. So we would call Washington Borough, Warren County. That's our next closest tower.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're hearing about rotted frame, that kind of changes
still,
the complexion. But
I'm still not – this rotted frame bothers me because he's got a truck that's older with a million miles and – he certainly goes through salt and snow and everything probably 20 times more than this truck does. Why is your truck not rotted out?
I don't know.
So why is this truck rotted out?
Previous members didn't take care of it like they should have.
What's the extent of the loan?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right, let's keep. We can't have this go, but yeah, just.
That's why I'd like to get an independent.
Yeah,
we're going to go over.
Guys are going to go over. Because I was asking, Warren, when I went to go visit the DPW, he gave me a tour, and I said, where do you wash the trucks after all the soil? He goes, well, the state doesn't let us do that.
Right.
They're not allowed to wash the goddamn trucks. So you have to put a new pit in, and then they have to pump it.
Yep.
And they would probably have the same problem with the fire department.
If I get salt, my truck all salted up, the next heavy rain that comes, I take that truck out.
Yeah.
And I run it up and down the highway a little bit.
Yeah, there's that.
And it helps.
You better take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your truck's in the garage all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but Pierce manufactures that frame. They don't buy a commercial frame. You might have a commercial frame that's...
Pierce makes everything for that.
Yeah.
So that they even make the frame.
They make everything, the frame. So when you order a Pierce, they send you pictures. And when you guys, you're more than welcome to come over anytime. The binders for both the 04 and 06, you can see the build progress, and you can see the frame rails and everything that they put onto it.
Is there a warranty on the frame at all?
There is. 50 years. I have to double-check that. Don't quote me on
so
that.
So there's a 50-year warranty on the frame. So if it's rotted, you could potentially go back to Pierce and say, my frame is rotted?
I would have to read into it and see what the warranty covers.
That would be something good to know.
Unless it was abused.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. There's always these caveats on there, but I'd like to know what that is.
I could definitely look into it for you.
Because realize this, if besides us, the residents want to know these things because they want to spend their money wisely.
Right.
We might have to bond for it. We may pay for it all at once, but we have to decide that. Right. And then when I go to the likes of Congressman Keene, who thankfully won re-election, now he's more in a position that he can do some more things for us.
Right.
He'll want to know some of that stuff too, because then that maybe increases your points of getting something, because now your call volume's not high enough, but I got a truck that's rotted, it's got issues that may help our cause when you're trying to get, because I would think besides a FEMA grant, we'll have to get a direct grant that comes out of the, he already did the 2025 appropriations, but the 2026, and then we'd have to figure out how to escrow that and do all that.
And then he might lose some control in the specs, right, because they have to
No, not if he gives us a direct grant. No, I'm not talking about a FEMA grant.
He gives us an appropriation
for, even if he only gives us $1 million, right? It's better than nothing.
Okay. You get your name in a bill that says Lebanon Township Fire Truck $1 million.
Remember the thing they call earmarks? He can earmark.
That would be perfect.
If we can get it. If not, realize.
Do 1.2 or calculations.
It's 500.
Every household, you want to say it? Go ahead.
It's $540 a head. For every household in town to buy the fire truck. Then you add Bill's $20 on top of that.
It's only five.
No, for you, it's 20.
Let it bring it down.
This is serious.
Mr. Gabriel, it's a lot of
just to be clear, you said that the new chassis would have an undercoating treatment?
I can look into getting it if they offer
it. Probably an option.
They didn't offer that prior when you bought the 04s. I'm just curious. I don't know.
Is this a systemic problem
that Pierce had with their frames? Because Ford had that problem.
Yeah.
Frames just rotted out.
Toyota Tacoma's famous for that.
You know, so I'm just curious if this is something they did to combat that problem. And I would look into it.
Yeah. Because it'll be important to have... We need data. Because in the past, when we had the power station, it was we could get away with a lot more. Now we can't. We're tight. And Abe and I, looking at the budget, being a business person, we go, oh, we have all this in surplus. They're like, oh, no, you can't touch that. Why not? That's retained earnings in a regular business, not in this. So thank you for that. And do you guys follow 1911? Is that when you guys – so let me just ask this a little bit further, and then I'll shut up. Do you guys, when you do the inspections, who does the inspection for you? Does Pierce come and do the inspections for you?
So Pierce doesn't. We would think whoever we take the truck to get serviced would do a inspection while they're under there.
So just any...
We would think.
Yeah, I'm talking about an official
certification
entity, like a certification kind of thing.
No.
Pierce doesn't do that, huh? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, everybody always states, oh, NFPA, NFPA, got 20 and 25, but then, oh, but we don't follow that.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, okay, why are you bringing that up?
Yeah, they call it a guideline.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just trying to educate myself.
Yep.
Because this ain't going away.
No.
I'm good.
Okay.
Is it still a 3 to 4 year build out?
They lowered it down. It's more of a 3, 3.5 year now. Yeah. They did lower it. Who knows? That could go. I don't know if that could go up, fluctuate with orders. I'm sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
So there is a path to do it. We talked about that at prior meetings.
Yeah.
It's up to the committee to decide.
We just have to figure out how to do it. Hmm? We just have to figure out how to do it.
Well, it means some kind of debt structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to encumber the funds and do a bond ordinance. We have to have the money encumbered. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have to issue it, but it's encumbered. And then we could get the purchase order and start building. And our idea originally was through capital each year, putting some money away for a payment that we can bring the payment down. Unfortunately, we spent some money today on infrastructure on the building here, so it's a little less than we had last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It happens.
If
but we could do this. It's... The committee needs to think about this. They need to or have a broad discussion tonight or at the next meeting, but to get it rolling, we need to come up with some type of ordinance if this is what the committee chooses to do, and then look at capital over the next 3.5 years, what we can come up with ourselves, and then issue the bond for whatever we can't come up with. So there is a way to do it. You know, it's up to this committee.
And like I said, anybody, the public, you guys as the committee, more than welcome to come over and take a look at it. Look at anything. You want a tour? We could do a tour also. Coffee's always on, so you're always more than welcome.
Okay. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to make a motion to reorder the agenda to talk about the Lebanon Township Fire Department 5-year plan.
Okay.
No, we can't do it now, Bill. We have to wait till public comment.
Questions to him.
Yeah, it's he's talking to us right now.
You're not leaving right after this, are you?
Yeah. Not if he has questions.
Madam Mayor, remember we have exec session. We have somebody's outside council's waiting too, right?
Right. Okay. So let's just move it. You know,
Just grab him off on the side.
Yeah. So anyway, so are you gonna discuss that?
Yeah, I can. I don't know what you guys...
Well, I don't know. Is it something you want to talk about, Tom, or do you want...
If you look, in 2026, there's a potential to replace an ambulance. So there's another issue that, you know, it's a ticket item that needs to be done. And by the way, how is EMS, you know, going with the fire department and collections are on time?
Yep. Everything's going good. Everything's paid up. The issues that we talked about already... a couple days ago, they were resolved. That wasn't really, I guess it was both our faults, the banks and ours.
Well, it's settled.
Okay. It's squared. We actually did a follow-up email today, the treasurer did, to make sure.
So I'm very curious about membership and where you think membership's going to be in 3 years.
Hopefully more.
Yeah, we all hope for
we always want more. More is better. Right now, I can guarantee we got a solid group of guys that are doing it for the right reason. They love coming in that firehouse now.
With the Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big morale boost. We actually did the Santa tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
The guys got in to decorate in the truck.
All right.
Treat them like gold.
Yep. We got a good group, a solid group that we can build off of now that we've resolved issues and gotten issues taken care of. So now it's a progression period to keep going up. And like I said, we got 3 new members technically, 2 certified firefighter EMT, 1 junior, as we call it, that we will put through school. So we're already building that progression period. But he's 17, so who knows if he goes to college, what he's going to go to college for, if he comes back, because you leave for college, sometimes you don't come back.
So I'm going to go back a few years ago. There was talk about an additional space needed, maybe building off the back of the rescue building. The last I talked to you, you didn't think that you needed that. You thought that the space you have would be adequate for you, your company.
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure that's still in place.
I'm still in place with that. We so later in the five-year plan, in 2029, we're looking to purchase a mini pumper. So what that would do is it would give us a truck with water, because this town doesn't have water, doesn't have hydrants. It has ponds, rivers, etc., swimming pools, they can be used. So a mini pumper would help us get in tighter spaces to where we would have everything we would need on a mini truck that we could use anywhere. So we would do get rid of two trucks that we have that would be...
Township would get rid of them.
Yes, sorry. The like township...
Like a brush truck?
It would be like a brush truck, yeah. We actually have pictures of an old one that we've had. That's what the members and I were talking about getting again, just newer. That was gotten rid of prior to me and replaced with a truck with no water. I don't fully agree with that, but that's a story for another day.
Could I make a request on this five-year plan?
Sure.
Would be helpful to all of us. Could you put some numbers to all this, please?
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Put it in an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
Brittany's probably going to do it, so Brittany, can you do that?
Numbers like prices?
Yeah. This way we have an idea of what we have to anticipate, and then we can manipulate that with our CFO, and we can figure out how we're going to fund those things.
So obviously 29 is a very far out thing, so I can't guarantee.
Estimates.
Yeah,
this way, it doesn't have to be exact. When we do budgets in business, we estimate as close as we can get, and then you take from Peter to pay Paul type stuff too.
I can do that.
In the municipal budget, we can't do a lot of that, so we want to have an idea to anticipate future expenditures that we're going to have for you guys and for a lot of other things.
So I'll do it for everything then. I'll do it for the trucks and the equipment stuff.
And there's no issue with the new truck fitting in the fire department, because I had heard something about the doors not high enough or...
Nope.
No?
Okay. No, the truck that's sitting there is... The new spec is spec to that.
Okay.
So same height, same length, same...
I think that we had an issue with the ambulance in squad building 3, maybe what he's referring to.
Oh, okay. They fit fine as long as you watch the mirrors. I mean...
I got to do that in my own...
Yeah, I got to do it in my own truck, too. I've whacked my mirrors off.
We talked about opening up in front of that at one time to accommodate that, but just wasn't quite...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say everything fits in there now. When you guys come over, we can take a walk over, and if you guys have a different opinion than mine...
Yeah, the building looks good.
But,
good job with that.
They all fit like they should, so...
You got to understand something. We have to be able to trust you guys to do your job. So we just think we need to ask these questions so
can
give us as much data so we can support you when you need things.
I'll say, Committee Member McKee has my number. Kim has my number. If you ever need to call me or reach out, or my dad, you're more than welcome to have it.
I know where your dad lives. I go find him.
Mm-hmm. You guys are more than welcome to call me anytime.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, so we're
After the
I already went through some of the business. I reordered the agenda, so I'm
okay.
Okay. Next up is under new business is the finance purchase request for the Edmonds purchase requisition module for $3,000. You want to talk about that? It's bringing Lebanon Township into the 21st century.
Why do we want to do that?
So this would be something for 2025. Because where we are with the budget right now. But the requisition module will go onto everybody's computer. Edmonds is the software finance program we use. And each department would be responsible for basically entering anything they're purchasing, encumbering the funds, and then the purchase orders run through the cycle everybody's signing off on it, so just digitize it. So it's $2,000 a year. It's $1,000 startup. So initially it's $3,000 and then $2,000 every other year. So again, it'll be for 25.5, but we would like to get that approved to move forward with that.
And
whoever comes into finance,
right? Exactly. So, any further discussion on that, or a motion to approve the module?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the approval request for Finelli Consulting Engineers to complete surveys and plans for 2024 and 2025 New Jersey DOT grants not to exceed $5,000 for each year, and that's a requirement of the grant, that the engineer has to be involved. So any discussion on that?
He has a contract mm-hmm. with Township.
Yeah, that's Bryce.
Right, I understand that. I'm just trying to think, is this stuff that's going to, he's going to do this year, or it's something that when you do next year's contract, you have the amount in? I mean, it's December. Is he doing anything now?
He says here, we would estimate the work to be about $5,000 for each. We would invoice on a time and materials basis and only charge for the actual time incurred. So,
well, my only point is that his contract has a not to exceed amount, does it not?
Not to exceed $5,000 a year, says right.
No, no, no. His contract.
$70,500.
Right. So is he up against that?
I don't know, but this is for the DOT grant, so the funds come out of the DOT grants.
So we don't have to front it and get reimbursed?
I don't think so. I'll double
check. All right, we'll check that. I'm just saying it's just a matter of, you know, we'd have to amend his contract if the work's going to be done this year, but he's not going to do it until next year. Mm-hmm. And just when we do his contract next year, that's just a provision. You may want to increase the not to exceed amount, and you can reference the these two projects.
Well, I can ask Warren. You're out in the audience.
I think that has to be done before you get any money.
You have to do the surveys.
Correct. It's a reimbursement. Okay. You'll get reimbursed, right. So you're going to expend and then get reimbursed.
I'm going to check. I might have actually written the TSAs to have an amount to exceed $17,500. I'm
going to
double check.
No. Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we'll just bring that back. Next up,
you can approve. You just may have to amend his contract if it's for this year.
Okay, so yeah, it'd be. I'd rather.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can, but you just may have to do an amendment. And if we have to do it, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. We don't have much from him. So.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You may fit if it's for this year, and then next year.
I'll double check.
All right.
Yeah, because what did he do? The park. He did a few things. He hasn't really. Oh, stormwater. Right. That's in the,
That's a big one.
Okay. Okay. So, can I get a motion to approve the amount that Bryce is talking here? The estimate of the work to be $5,000 for each of the DOT grants, so it would be not to exceed $10,000?
Make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Millennium Strategies Grant Writing Services. Is this you, Jay? Did you?
Well, yeah, for purposes of fire department grants and other grants that we've for DCA and things like that, Millennium will write the specs and do all that work for us. And Carolyn, this was the one that Paul Millennium had given us that proposal, right?
I think we would probably do a professional service agreement.
You would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we do it for January.
Yes.
We'll talk about mm-hmm. It's a flat fee yearly of $5,000, plus every grant is still
$2,500 for
each
grant.
Yeah, well, you do PSA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they've done a good job for us. We've gotten us all our grants.
They have a good track record.
Do they track the grants and make sure stuff's done?
And the other thing they do, Brian, is they call us or send us an email and say, here's a grant that you guys should apply for. Maybe you didn't see.
A lot of municipalities use these. A lot of towns.
Yeah, they have a whole list of them here.
I know.
A lot of them.
And they have, if you look at their board, they have some good connections within mm-hmm. places that give you money.
So they monitor the grant? They find the grant, monitor it?
Yes. Yeah. And then they write mm-hmm. this, when you have specs, you got to go through it. Yeah. They do all of that.
Because Carol started, can't do all that stuff. We're not finished, and we're not getting the grant after we start. Kind of a scenario. That's
well, they were involved in that $750,000 grant. Yeah. We had them involved.
They
so
were pretty impressive.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah.
And we got the grant for the park.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a very good job.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
and they're responsive.
Questions
right,
are good.
Right, Mayor? They're very responsive.
Yeah, they were
when
definitely
we call them,
responsive.
They're right there.
Yeah.
DPW, any mm-hmm. kind of grants that we need, they can mm-hmm. do.
Okay, so... So what do you want, a motion to, we all agree to use them?
We don't need
it. Consensus that we will
do a PPS.
Look at them on an
Is that okay with the committee?
Yeah. Okay. I can't believe we have to talk about the affordable housing. This is like a heavy agenda. Oh, my God. Tom, can you interpret this? Because this is, I mean, we did make the change. Jessica made the change per some of the stuff that you sent over.
There was a memo sent to us, and then there was a number that just didn't register with me, and I looked into it, and obviously we made some changes to really evaluate and depict what our obligation has been over the prior rounds. And the bottom line is the township at this point, you know, through a transfer, and we have what is now 66 units with one unmet. Somewhere a while back, we have one unmet obligation, which has been brought to the forward round. And out of the 67, 64 are what is called durational. Because of the infrastructure lacking in this township, water, sewers, the ability to put density buildings, we can't do. So, and along with the Highlands Act. So they've been put into a durational period. If the Highland Act should change or new technology makes it feasible to have some kind of system, water and sewer, then we would be faced with that obligation of 64 durationals. But currently, we are looking at one market to affordable and one accessory apartment with three rehabs. That's on the back side. That's our obligation. Going forward, the fair share housing has said...
Now, DCA. Fair share is done.
Okay.
Just the state, the Department of Community Affairs.
Okay, the state has said that our obligation at this point is 56 units.
Or 46.
But that's perspective.
New development.
Right.
Which
your current obligation, present need is zero.
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 So then, right. So now it's a 10-year cycle. So now within that 10-year period, prospectively.
Okay, that's new information.
Right.
From this memo.
No, that's what the perspective needs.
Zero right. built. Oh.
No.
Is that through the mapping of the Highlands?
Yeah, part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's available land. And they've discovered, I mean, even though you got unbelievable amount of mistakes in what they use for everybody else, like if there is a swatch of, let's say it's an intersection and there's green space, they included that for developable land.
Oh.
Municipal buildings, like for some towns, the grass that's outside of municipal buildings, developable land.
Does that shock you in the state?
No, it does not shock you.
And they're being paid for it.
So our obligation going forward...
Your present obligation, zero, but you also have to address your prospective need, and that's 46 units.
But see, this is what's coming up, those decisions we have to make on January 31st. If we accept this, if we agree to it, how can it come back to haunt us versus if you don't agree to it? Then there's that lawsuit that's going on, but everybody says that doesn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah, and then there's also a movement to have an amendment to the Fair Housing Act. So Jessica has the timeline. So by January 31st, municipalities have to either accept a number that was provided by the state, mm-hmm. or you do an adjustment, right? And then you'd say no. For this instance, your prospective need, 46 units, we disagree. It shouldn't be, should be zero, or it should be five, or it should be whatever it is. You just have to be able to
check. I thought there was going to be a mapping tool that the Highlands offered our planner.
They did.
That's where that number.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it was very confusing, but you know, I mean, that's the decision we're going to have to make as a committee. Do we accept these numbers? And I don't know how it could come back to haunt us. I mean,
well, so again, and Jessica, the planners usually have a lot of input, right? She'll do it. She'll take
right.
it. So basically, you're doing, it's a vacant land adjustment, right? Looking at what's available, what can be really developed.
Mm-hmm.
You guys being the Highlands, like you said, there's not much that can be developed. They don't take that into consideration when they gave you that number. It's a, you know, it's ridiculous. So it's a top-down approach.
I thought we were under a microscope. And
the microscope's this big
right. when,
for this stuff, right? Everybody has land to build. So then, you know, now what you do is, and what towns will do is that now you say, okay, let's look at what they're saying and let's see what's real. And then if you don't want to accept the numbers, you adopt a resolution by the 31st saying, no, we do not think that their number's right. This is the number we believe it is, and this is why. And then if you accept their number, then you're going to be there can't be a builder's remedy suit, right? You're protected, right? You're protected. If you don't accept their number, then that potentially opens you up to a builder's remedy suit. Somebody comes in and say, "Hey, we think their number's wrong. This is why we think we're gonna sue." That deadline for a third party, actually, it's just short. It's 28 days, right? So if you adopt on the 31st, they have until February 28th to challenge the adoption of your resolution. And then if there's no challenge, then the numbers that you establish are the numbers that you have, and your immunity continues for the next 10 years.
Well, in the 46, the only, like, we couldn't say, oh, we think we need 10, because then they're going to say, well, then go ahead and build it. Where are you going
to
build it?
Well, the only, again, it's, you don't have to build it. You have to provide a realistic opportunity, mm-hmm. right? So then that's through zoning, right? So you look at areas that you could potentially, this could potentially, now, whether it actually gets built, that's not your problem.
So there was discussion, I don't know if it's true,
yeah.
that the funding that we have in our trust fund.
Yeah, they limited it.
They could take that if we didn't use it. Is that
I don't think, no, they tried that before.
They did try that
before. Yeah, and we did, I did some things that,
yeah.
that you weren't supposed to do, we did it anyway. Because, that's when our buddy, who's on CNN, shows up on CNN all the time, started raiding people's trust funds. That's what he did. And he really didn't, and so towns had to say, hey, some of them had, bigger towns had a lot of money in their trust funds, right, because of the fact that they had all this litigation going on. I didn't hear it's in this particular version. I didn't see that or hear about that. And they, and then you're also limited in using the trust fund for some of your expenses, right? You can certainly use it, like, for instance, to do your housing plan. You can't use it for litigation, right? Mm-hmm. Before, to pay for some professionals to defend litigation. Before, because it was affordable housing related, and somebody sues you, you would use that. So they put limits on the trust fund. What is your trust fund balance? I can't imagine it's that large.
I thought it was like 60, right?
Something yeah, I'm sure like it can't be that large.
I know the late Gail, yeah. she wanted to save it to not give it for the residents to use to do the rebuilds. And
well, your spending plan, and I haven't seen it. There's multiple components to a spending plan. That money, some of it's a rehab component. Some of it's going to be rehab. Mm-hmm. Some of it's going to be for affordable housing. I think there's three different components that you use it for. But you just don't build anything. The only way you get it if things are built, right? That's the only way you can collect it, or unless your ordinance allows for, if you have an addition, sometimes it allows that if somebody does an addition, you can collect it as well. My sense is you probably don't have that, but I didn't look at it.
Did I read something that if you're a Highlands, that you used to be able to take some of those obligations, and if you are determined to not have a buildable,
you did that last.
You can transfer.
You did those that last. You did that last time. Now I'm not as familiar. I'm not familiar with the Highlands, but you did that last time.
Yes, we did. A region right. for 66 units.
Yeah,
because it was 132.
Right.
66 was transferred to the Highland Council, yeah. and then we ended up with the 64 durational. And
we can't do that again.
Huh?
Can we do that again?
Durational.
No, the transfers for the Highlands. My guess is probably. I mean, I'm not familiar. I think again. Jessica would know that. She'd be more familiar with that.
I thought I saw she made a note about something like that.
Yeah, she did last time.
I saw zero. And I was like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah. That was last time that you had transferred mm-hmm. because of that, 50% of the obligation.
Yeah. And we also have a situation where we possibly can have that structure that's on Hill Road could count towards some of it.
Yes.
If depending on how that pans itself.
Which seems that, being that you can't build and you're present zero, that they have a perspective of 46.
99.6% in the preservation area, something like that.
Pretty close.
Yeah. 6 acres down on 31 that are in the planning.
Yeah.
That are already developed.
Can Dave English develop that, his lot down
DeBarra.
Here? DeBarra. Can he make townhouses?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't make those
plans.
Uh-huh.
I just don't see what a builder would
help. Right, right. So realistically, from your perspective, you have no sewer, right? You don't have
mass transportation.
Right. You don't have trash pickup.
Those people are leaving the town.
You don't have
down here too.
You don't have sewer water. Mm-hmm. So, right. Would a developer come in and say, hey, I'm going to build a developer's remedy, you know, so I can build three or four houses? Probably not, right? Or, you know, where, because...
Where are you going to put three or four houses?
Yeah, I don't know.
Density is 25.
Well, that's my point, right? So, I mean, for a lot of towns, that... Can you say never? No. Is it cost-effective for somebody to do something like that?
There could be changes. I get it.
Right. I mean, you know.
As someone who's in the building,
yeah, streets, I'm like, where are you going to go, right? Where are you going to put an apartment building up?
Right. You know? And so, anyways.
Now, the package, now the little plants on site are a little more cost-effective. You know, for septic, you can have little plants on site. Those have become a long way. Warehouses are using that, right? Now, you don't generate a lot of flow in warehouse, but a lot of, you know, with all warehouses were built in areas where there's no sewer. Plenty of warehouses, but they have plants right on site.
Has to be a place for it to discharge.
No, they have it, though. They're pretty effective, though, I'm just saying, right? They have package plants, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know.
So what I'm trying to boil down to, how is this going to work for January 31st? Like, do we have to get the planning board to say it's not inconsistent with the master plan?
No, it's a resolution. No. I think what we need to do is at some point have a sit down, whether, you know, Jessica, whoever wants to do it, myself, or, you know, maybe even Jonathan, because Jonathan does a lot of affordable housing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is new, so everybody's going to be on the same page figuring out this process. What are they looking for? And then plan on, if you're not going to accept their number, Jessica's going to have to do the work to show why we don't have to meet their number,
right.
Which I think that's what she wants to know, right?
Yeah, so we're running out of time. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because especially if you guys end up, like if next year you only have one meeting a month, you might have to end up with a special meeting.
Yeah, you can always make schedule. It happen. I think a lot of towns are going to do that.
Yeah, we could get a hold of her now and...
Yeah, just thought if they have a little powwow here.
Today's only the 4th.
Okay, so that's enough
for the next meeting.
Well, we could even do it before, well,
which is the 18th.
Yeah, it's
going to have to talk to Jessica.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking if she's around. So she couldn't be there last night. She, you know, the holidays are coming up. Everybody's probably got things going on for the 18th, maybe 12-18.
And then the last part of it is that
one more two. This month is the only one.
And then the last part of it is whatever you do, then you have to have your housing element, the fair share and plan adopted by June 25th, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
June 30th.
Okay.
And that's, again, that's done at the planning board level.
Next up is presentation of the vouchers. The presentation of the vouchers?
Yes, ma'am. I have two vouchers. One to the New Jersey State Division of Pensions and Benefits for our November Health Benefits Program, $57,324.81. And payroll for, looks like, November.
Yeah, I don't know if we even have to do payroll.
No.
That, we don't have that. That's something that shouldn't be in there.
And that's it.
I had none that apply.
Okay. I've got some, and that is payroll that doesn't apply. Hang on a second. I'll have to figure out why they're getting in there. I have one for Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill, LLC. It's out of an escrow account for a Board of Adjustment, and it is for $1,600.10. I have another one for Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill for Board of Adjustment Professional Services, again, out of an escrow account for $1,300. I've got another one for Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill Board of Adjustment for $2,300 out of the escrow account. Then we have one for Universal Technical Resource Services, which is Bryce, Professional Engineering Services, for a General Municipal, $2,896.25. Then we have another one for Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill for Board of Adjustment out of the escrow account for $10,280. We have another one for Roselli, Griegel, and Lozier. No Lazaro. At least he's last on there. So, for $3,500, that's the November retainer from Mark. Then we have Micro Enterprise Solutions. That's MES. That's our IT company for $1,100 for October IT services. LMR Disposal, Cleanup Day, $1,906.87, and that's out of the grant program, right? That's recycling grant, Cleanup Day? What was Cleanup Day? Was that? That's out of the DPW budget?
We used to do it out of clean communities, but it stopped us from doing it because it wasn't being picked up along the road.
Correct.
It was coming from residents' houses.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And it's not recycled.
Okay. No tires or anything?
No.
Good.
Need any?
Lebanon Township Board of Education for $1,167,874.80. It's 1 million.
I was going to say,
100.
You got a zero missing off of there.
It's been a long 2 weeks. $1,167,874.80. And we've got one for HFA, this Holman Frenia Allison for professional services in the financial area, $3,365. And then I have one for Adam Clark, 23 Anthony Road, Vet Allowed. Oh, veterans. Okay, so this is a veterans reimbursement. $1,552.76. And then I have another one for Advanced Recycling Incorporated, the electronic collection, recycling tonnage. This is a grant. $2,470. And that's all that apply in my pile.
We already have Denville Line Painting Incorporated, Line Painting the Roads, $26,483.82. Amazon Capital Services, mini desktop computer protection, rain jackets, some shoes, all kinds of miscellaneous items. And that total was $1,085.29. Municipal Emergency Services, that's $3,023.12. A&S Hydraulic, hydraulic cylinder work, $1,880 even. C&M Auto Parts, $5,786.58. Griffith Allied Trucking Incorporated, gasoline, $1,565 even. Another Griffith Allied Trucking, gasoline again, $2,075.03. Montage Enterprises, this is gearbox, PTO shaft, DPW, $1,663.91. 2017 Tahoe Service, $1,807.21. Tilcon New York, $2,952.82. Tree King, some tree work in town, $7,800 even. Verizon Wireless, our monthly service plans, that's $1,244.42. That's it.
We have one here for the Township of Clinton, which is our shared service municipal court. For the year of 2024, $26,755. I have another one here for Prudential Custom Painting. This is the work that was done on the museum. The total for that work was $5,800. That's it.
Okay. Total bill list for the period ending December 4th, 2024 is $1,313,438.69. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. And we don't usually read correspondence, but I will with this one because this was the study. New Jersey Department of Agriculture is pleased to report that no major infestations were detected in your municipality from our fall gypsy moth egg mass survey.
Oh, that's good.
The wrong name.
Huh?
He changed the name, remember?
Yeah, you can't call them gypsies.
You can't call them gypsy moth. Jeez. They're politically incorrect, the state of
Are
Jersey.
Are you kidding me? So what are we calling
I don't forget. It was some name, but last time...
Innocuous, something right.
Here it is. Oh, jeez. Okay, that's funny. So anyway, they're not recommend. Therefore, department is not recommending any aerial treatment next spring.
That's good.
Okay. After that, we're up to public comment. Bill, would you like to come up? Public comment for anything you'd like to spew forth?
I don't know if you have or if there's a need, but just in a general thing, could you consider, like I said, I don't even know if you need to do it or not, but could you consider asking the planning board or having a planning board look into our land use ordinances in reference to, I guess, drug rehab houses, residential areas?
Look into from what, a site plan?
No, look into if our zoning ordinances are up to date and as strong as they could be.
We absolutely can look into that.
You understand what I'm...
Yeah, I'm writing it
point?
Down.
Yeah, because I'm sure all of us would hate to have a neighbor, and this goes on.
Yep.
It's because of our...
No, just be careful.
Ordinance.
There's a lot of protection.
Well...
I know, I'm just saying.
I understand, but at least we can look into the details and know exactly where. Interpretation of case law and all that stuff and twists and turns and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
Well, you know, you've got a couple things going on.
Just keep it general. Move on from that.
You've got drug rehab.
Yeah,
you've got other types of situations
right.
that people coming back in the system.
There are different types of uses.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's not as easy as it looks.
I don't have enough. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be... If there was something that could have been done or addressed or whatever, I wouldn't want to, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know.
Yep.
Anyway.
Thank you.
The other thing is, it would probably be good. I don't need to see it, but it'd probably be good if you can get a copy of the warranty for a fire truck, the old one and the new.
That's what we asked them to do.
New one, okay. And
for the newer old, I'm sorry.
I would up to the board. You look at both of them. Yeah, I look at both of them, especially with the new one with the pollution control, because a lot of times they limit the time on those warranties. They give you, and it's the fine print.
Yep.
You know, so. As Tom said,
give it to Tom.
As now. Tom said, we're eventually. Yeah, this is going to come home the roost sooner or later.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it would be important. There's got to be a service out there that could take pictures and write a little brief report on the rust, because that could be helpful with trying to acquire.
To go to Pearson, yeah, say hey,
trying to acquire funds, this and that, but
or grant.
Grant things like that, or it could not be helpful if they say it's surface rust and we can clean it up and seal
it. The life of it.
Yep.
And extend the life of
yeah.
it. But either case, I know there's the salt and all the other stuff. With my truck, after 5 years, these coatings that they're putting on, that tar stuff rubs off.
Yeah, you got to redo it.
And you got to redo it. But, of course, we're all complacent and we don't redo it. It's just keep going. And they got a car wash that you can do the salt. They got a power washer you can roll underneath it and it just does it. But still, salt's the killer.
Yeah.
Prices are just going to keep going up. You know
actually
that?
Actually do have stuff now that you can do they'll give you a lifetime warranty on it.
Really?
If you do the vehicle when it's new.
Old Z-Bart.
Yeah. It's like fluid film. It's NEI.
I said, they said the fluid film's good.
Yes.
The salt, you know, the salt's the big one. If the fire truck has to go down for whatever reason, do you do without, or do they give you a loaner if it's a warranty issue?
We do without because we have the other trucks that supplement. So our second engine.
What happens to the truck that's no longer in service? Does somebody else buy it and refurbish it?
The township would purge the truck, you know, however that would be, that we to the highest bidder or whatever happens with that truck.
Wasn't a transfer, right?
The fire truck that they're going to replace.
Wasn't it?
The question was, what do we do with that? How do we do it? There's ways we have to
can dispose of it. There is. Yep.
Yeah, you could sell it to Poland.
Trade in, but if they trade it in, they're going to refurbish it and then recycle it. Then that's like, okay, that I don't know. Yeah, but
I'm
there's all
sure,
those questions.
You know.
Mexico will buy it or somebody like that doesn't have
oil. Now, are we locked into a contract? Once you sign a contract and you give it whatever, and it takes three and a half, but
yes,
if another option comes along, you're locked in. You can't do anything.
We're locked in. Yeah. That's correct.
And the that length of time, so you know, is not unusual. There's other departments, you know, that I know that it's take before it. Now that there's even less manufacturers, it took at least 2.5 years to deliver a fire truck.
And if you back out of the contract, there's a cost to you.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Penalty.
Unless they give you another option, as long as they're getting the business.
Yeah, right.
So. You guys asked a lot of great questions, and I got to give you kudos. And this is a lot of money. What was it per resident?
$540.
One shot done.
Is that per household? Yeah. Okay.
One shot done.
If you did it at one shot, but as Tom has said to us, why saddle everybody today with something that's going to be used for 20 years? So we would probably bond.
Yeah, you do it over time.
Spread that over.
Depending on the interest.
The committee feels
that they want to go into a debt service and do that. But
hopefully
put as much as we can up front, you know. And then
it's going to happen sooner or later. It's just a matter of, you know.
We're very proud that we're debt-free right now.
The fortunate thing is that our debt service is completely free right now. Not that we're just going to go spending, but we're in a better position than we were, say, 4 years.
Do we have a trade-in value?
They won't give me one, only because it's 3 years out. So who knows what happens in 3 years in depreciation. I mean, it's just like a pickup. You go get a trade-in from Rossi, so to speak, now. You go to trade in a month later, I'm sure it'll depreciate.
Right, in the market conditions, they can't predict.
They can't predict 3.5 years, 4 years.
You can probably get a guesstimate. I mean, you based on it, depreciation slows down a lot. Because you take the big hit in the beginning, but you can probably get a ballpark, right?
Yeah, because you and I talked about trading in, which is what we were going to do. We weren't going to keep it.
No, we're not keeping it.
No, we're not.
We're going to use that to recoup some funding.
Yeah, you know? The big thing is warranty, rust, and I don't, you know, these frames are pretty robust.
You know, it's a big ticket item.
Yeah, the frames are pretty robust, and I think it'd be good. There's a lot of question about rust, but...
I understand.
To put that on paper and to get photos and exactly what that, you know, to do a survey. Mm-hmm. And that could be very helpful.
We got to keep moving because we have the poor attorney is sitting here waiting for 3 hours.
Next year we're
going to have But thanks, Bill.
He only bills $200 an hour. It's all right.
So I need a motion now to go into executive session. The motion to adopt 194-2024. We're going to talk about collective bargaining. Bye, Wayne. Collective bargaining, contract negotiations, pending litigation, and personnel. Can I get a motion?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
No, I know you would.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
I got a peek.
Okay. It is, let's see what time it is. It's 11:08 p.m., and I need a motion to reconvene into public session.
I think.
Make that motion.
I think.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
No action was taken.
Application that's
I need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Oh, my God.